The town of Ballina is known as the salmon capital of Ireland. It's a small town, population 11,000, but it's home to a huge collection of historical documents. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
Sometimes you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, I suppose what happened was it started off as a job over a summer.
That's Sinead McCool. She's an Irish historian. Her summer job began 4.5 years ago, in 2005. She was asked to look over a collection of documents belonging to a local Ballina businessman, Jackie Clark, who died a few years before. She told me about it on a recent trip to New York. Now, the claim was that Jackie Clark's collection included, among other things, an authentic 1916 proclamation, a document that means about as much to the Irish as the Declaration of Independence does to Americans. It wasn't very likely.
So you can imagine how mind-blowing it is to be sitting in New York 4.5 years later and to be telling the world that this is the most important collection of Irish material in private hands anywhere in the world.
Jackie Clark was born in Ballina, County Mayo, in March 1928, just as Ireland was emerging from a civil war and, before that, hundreds of years of British rule. In 1945, he set himself up in the smoked salmon business. Ballina, remember, is the salmon capital of Ireland. But along the way, Clark collected the story of his town, his country, and his people. Starting at age 14, he filled scrapbook after scrapbook with newspaper clippings. He continued until the year of his death, a chronicle of Irish history that formed day by day. Clark's success with salmon allowed him to buy rare books and documents too, anything that might shed light on Ireland's story. By the end of his life, in 2000, his home was full.
557 boxes.
Sinead McCool started sifting.
And it was in every room. It was in the sitting room. There was a room built off the kitchen. It was in all the upstairs bedrooms. The bookcases were overflowing. It was on the floor. It was everything. But I just assumed that, like anyone else in any sort of ordinary house, that you'd go into a box and you'd find maybe paint cans or you'd find utility bills.
But in every box, she found the stuff of Irish memory. Manuscripts and photos, maps and pamphlets,
scraps of notes and receipts,
legal papers, cartoons and letters. McCool began sorting everything into piles, about 100,000 meticulously selected items in all, some of it going back 400 years.
Everything was important.
News of the discovery travelled to scholars of Irish history around the world, like Robert O'Neill, who directs the Burns Library at Boston College.
Well, it was certainly a surprise to me. I'd heard of Jackie Clark, but I had no idea of the extent of his collection.
O'Neill called Sinead McCool over the phone. He was particularly interested in documents related to Wolfe Tone, a pivotal proponent of Irish independence from the 18th century.
And one of the things that he asked was, does he have Wolfe Tone's treatise on Catholics? And I'm probably not even using the title correctly, and it dates from 1796 or thereabouts.
I was in search of the first edition of a pamphlet by Wolfe Tone on Catholic emancipation. The Burns Library had a second edition of this pamphlet, but it's one of those cornerstone works in Irish history.
When he asked me this, I hadn't looked at the 1798, which I knew exactly where it was. I'd put it to one side. And I went and I rummaged through.
She looked through the holdings and discovered that she not only had one copy, but she had two copies of it. And that was sort of the tip of the iceberg.
McCool's work never seemed to end. She'd clear a section of the house, then Jackie Clark's family would produce another box from somewhere.
I came back after a weekend and I remember saying and shaking my head and saying, oh my God, this is like the magic porridge pot. It keeps filling up every time I think I'm going to the bottom of it.
And then she saw the storage room.
I cried for 2 whole days because all I wanted to do was to get to the end of it.
Sinead McCool listed everything. Other scholars will now join her to pore over the details. Expect more surprises. But McCool isn't just committed to the archive. She also wants to do right by Anne Clark, Jackie's widow. For decades, Anne shared her home and her husband with those thousands of documents and papers. Now she's sharing the archive with the world. She's donated it to Mayo County Council. And McCool intends to honour that.
I want to see how much I can do because I think that before she passes away, she has to see something of what she gave and what her legacy is.
Soon the legacy of Jackie and Anne Clark will have a new home. Macoul is overseeing the renovation of an old bank building in Ballinar. It'll house the entire archive when it opens next spring. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
To see some of the documents and people mentioned in Alex's story, go to theworld.org. This is PRI.